From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean concerns over a possible costly American airline strike echoed by a Washington group urging President Clinton to opt for arbitration.
Because he has that power within the law to do so before a stoppage occurs.
One soldier killed in an explosion at a Cuban army base and an opposition member of parliament in Trinidad and Tobago defects to the government. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean region could lose an estimated $30 million a day if American airline pilots go ahead with a planned weekend strike, according to the Caribbean Tourism Organization. The CTO's Secretary General, Gene Holder, confirms that his organization has assisted Caribbean governments in making overtures to U.S. President Bill Clinton. They've asked Mr. Clinton to intervene to prevent the industrial action. American Airlines management, in a bid to avert the planned strike, today made a new wage proposal, increasing the carrier's pay offered to a 6% hike spread over 4 years. The Allied Pilots Association has asked for an 11.5% increase. This evening, Mr. Holder told Caribbean Report it learned that the likelihood of President Clinton intervening would depend on whether he also gets a request from the pilots' union.